Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, it's just so important, you know, I'm focusing this week, and a lot of people I know are focusing this week, probably around the world, but you know, those that I'm relating to is that we're focusing on the love of God. Mm. And the Lord says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. I mean, all your heart. At the same time, he says, the heart is deceitfully wicked, about no man knows the heart. And it's like, I'm trying. And it's like, oh my goodness. And then we find out through abiding with him in John chapter 15, when he's talking about, that's how he empowers us to love him and begin. And then we find out that he first loved us before we could even love him. And then we go, oh my goodness. So it's the understanding of his love that empowers me to love. Mm. And don't skip over love, because if you just skip over love, all you got left is religion, and you won't like it long. And if you do like it, a lot of people are in trouble. If you like religion, a lot of people are in trouble. That pure religion is this: to defend the cause of the widow and the orphan. And that, if you want to define what pure religion is, that's what it really is. It's not necessarily some organization thing. But just, you know, I just want to encourage you today to think about the love of God and how much he loves you. I mean, he just so loves you. It's not just some, okay, he loved me once, and I got to tell him once I love him, say a prayer, and then we kick into some religious mode or something and try to do some works thing. You know, we're constantly, he's like, okay, I remember. Yeah, I remember way back when I got saved. Oh, it was just, they just talk about it. It was just so, such a loving moment. And it's like, well, how long ago was that?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly.
And it's just the love of God, and understanding that he hasn't stopped feeling the same way about you before you said yes to him and after you said yeah. He just, I mean, you think about when I was reading this morning in the Song of Songs, you know, where, because I'm talking about, well, anyway, the Song of Songs, and he says, he's talking back and forth, and you can see that as the beloved and the lover, but you're really listening to Jesus and the church, the believers. And he's going, listen, listen, listen. And the church goes, you know, I am yours, Jesus, and you are mine. I am the beloved, and the beloved is mine. And then he goes, oh, he says, you got dove's eyes. And oh, you turn your face to me and it's overwhelming. I have to turn away from you because your face has overwhelmed me. Mm. You know, we saw our face this morning. You know, and it's like, oh wow, you know, how to integrate that in the context of, until we really begin to get that, and it's never ending, it's like a constant veil of lifting, veil after veil after veil, we won't be able to love him the way that we can fully do to our capacity, and to love others. Because when we get the fact that while we were yet sinners, while we're enemies of God, that God loved us, and he sent his son for us, and Jesus died for us, and God sacrificed his son for us. All this was a love affair.
Yeah.
And he's continually, constantly in love with you. He just loves you.
Yeah.
And what people don't want, they don't want religion. They've spoken loud. They don't want religion. People are running from what we've done, and they're not running from God. They're just running from what we've done, but they're not, I mean, this is what I think George Barna reported, it says, people are leaving the church not to leave God, but to be able to stay with God.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm serious. With George Barna, I reported that in his book, Revolution, I think. And the thing is like, oh my goodness, if think about it, if your family has to leave you to stay in love with God, we need to check ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
We gotta check ourselves. Now, if they're in love with the world and they leave you, there's nothing you can do about that. But if they're saying, listen, you know, I want to stay in love with God. I want to follow him. And George Barna reports in the book Revolution that where he talks about the statistical study of the church, he said, you know, many, many people are leaving the church, but they're not leaving God. They're just leaving so they can stay in relationship with God. Mm. Because what it turned into, what's some things, not all things. Mm-hmm. It turned into, it was for them, was to leave. They say 80% of the church young people are leaving the church. They're leaving the family. And one reason could be why is they never knew God. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this assumption in America that because you were physically born into a family that was a Christian family, therefore you're spiritually born. But remember, you taught them to talk, you taught them to walk, you taught them to dress, you taught them to, you educated them, you do all these different things, and they're going to pick up on your relationship with God. Just like when you think about Eli's sons, they picked up on this relationship, but they weren't with God.
Mm-hmm.
And Eli didn't deal with it. He didn't deal with himself. And that's another story. But we just, you know, and why not? I mean, if you're a kid of Christian parents and people tell you that you're a Christian because you hung around Christians,
yeah,
why would you say you're not? And so what's interesting is, I appreciate the ones who say they're not when they're not. Instead of the ones who look you in the face and they say they are because it's flattery or whatever. Because you can go somewhere from truth. You can't go somewhere from a lie.
No.
You know, a lie binds you. And but with that understanding, it's like, you know, he loves us. He loves us.
Yeah.
Think about it. It's just so powerful.
You know, the Lord showed me one time, you know, I was looking at one of my children when they were babies, just looking at the crib, and I was just thinking, you know, oh my goodness, how much I love this child, you know, and it was just my heart was just overwhelmed, you know. And Lord spoke to me, says, You think that's love? Says, that's how I love you. And you know, this child hasn't said a word to me, hasn't done a single thing for me or to me or anything, but my heart just burns for this little baby. God says, listen, that's exactly how I love you. And to grasp that, and we've been talking about this all week, the love of God is just an amazing thing to keep meditating on. And like, you know, Pat said, you know, the other day, we just need to believe it and receive it and run with it.
What's so cool that when we understand love or begin to understand it, we have no problem embracing weakness. We have no problem obeying God because we're not working for success. We're working from a place of success. I am loved by God. Therefore, I'm successful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a son or a daughter of God. He loves me for who I am, not what I'm doing.
Right.
Therefore, I love to do what I'm doing for him because I love him and he loves me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's from the point of love. And it makes me think of the David Crowder song, you know, how he loves. Oh, how he loves. And I want you to listen. I was just hearing this. I saw this. And we're going to make this available to you on the VFN Torch. But just meditate on the love of God. Meditate on the love of God as you hear this.
Get saved, because then you won't. And I got saved and kept on doing. So then where am I supposed to go? Because apparently Jesus doesn't work for me. He goes, oh, no. We'll work through this. But I'm not letting you go in the meantime. Oh, we'll get there. I'll finish it. I started it. I'll be faithful to finish. Don't give up. Keep walking. Keep pressing in, keep confessing, but don't give up. I'll heal you. I won't let you go. There is no one who can condemn you. I don't. And if I don't, no one can. Who will even bring a charge against you? You're mine. What court could they possibly charge you in? Everything's mine.
He is jealous for me, loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us.
That God in eternity looked upon me, foreseeing my fallenness, my pride, my sin, and said, I want that man in my family. I'll do anything to get him in my family. I will pay for him to be in my family with my son's life.
That's love, folks. That is mega off the charts love.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree. Bending me. The weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us.
Why? Because he loves you. Because he loves you. That's why. We've got this weird compartmentalization thing that happens where you don't think that God sees all that you are, or that if he could have somehow knew who you were going to be, he wouldn't have gone to the cross. Listen, God knew you were going to be messy. Christ knew that you were going to be messy. God knows that you're going to screw up often. He knows that you're going to be drawn to things that are wicked. He knows that's what the cross is all about. It's the whole point of the cross, is that you're going to fail and you're going to stumble and you're going to feel dirty and you're going to feel awkward. And you're going to... The whole point of the cross of Christ is there be this mighty picture of his love and pursuit of you despite you. So the cross is necessary because of you, but it's also the picture we have of just how far God is willing to go because he loves you. I'm not bitter against the church. I just think somehow we've got off, and there's all this talk about morality and people are conforming themselves to these moral codes, but they don't know Jesus. Who cares? It's the resurrection of Christ that justifies. That's why it's so important. That's why it's so big. It proves that all the wrath of God was poured out. It's gone. For the elect, it's gone. There is no more wrath. There's none. So Jesus sees you and he's like, my son, my daughter, perfect, spotless, blameless.
Awesome. The love of God.
Mm.
He loves you. This whole thing is about the creator of the universe is in love with you.
Mm-hmm.
In love with you. When you look to him, when you turn your face to him, when you turn your dove's eyes, you're wide open like a child's eyes are just wide open looking at their parents' dove's eyes. Just doves don't have eyelids. This wide-eyed look as you're looking at him, it's like, wow, you're awesome, Father. Jesus, thank you. You're wonderful, Counselor, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You've brought me into the family. You are the bridegroom, and we are the bride. Dear God, come quickly, Jesus. Come quickly. come quickly and take your bride to be with you. Man, the love of God, we can just, you know, don't, when you feel pressure on you, when you feel, you know, that you're overwhelmed with things and stuff, it's like all of a sudden things and stuff have taken the place in our heart where the love of God should be. Because it doesn't, if you're working from a place of success,
that's right,
you're just, you know, you're just doing what you can in the season God's giving you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, it's what you're doing. Somebody says, are you there yet? I was there the moment I received Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Have you finished it yet? I didn't finish it. I never will. He finished it on the cross.
That's right.
That's a powerful thing. It's like, oh my goodness. And you'll be surprised. It's sort of like trying to help somebody lose weight. If you criticize them, they actually get heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you encourage them and inspire them and speak into their life and know that it's based on love, that they can succeed in those kind of things.
Sure.
Well, listen, when you know that it's you'll have a joyful, successful walk with God when you know that it's based on love. It's not based on human love, it's not based on flesh love, you know, fellatio type love, and that's where we're not going to go into, but just flesh love. But it's just based on the I'm going to love you. I am love, and it's coming your way, and it's going to be, you're just mine.
Mm-hmm.
And if we try to put our brain into that, okay, now let me figure this out. And then we have our little small grid that was built during a vapor, and we're trying to figure out this awesome God who always was. He doesn't live in time. He lives outside of time. And he's just going, oh my goodness, it's going to be a while before they can receive my love. I can tell. You know, they're going to treat really people really bad. They're going to be really, you know, thinking I'm thinking bad about them. And they're not going to believe I'm singing over them. They're not going to believe I have good plans in store for them. They're not going to believe that my thoughts towards them are good. They're not going to believe that I have forgiven their sin when they asked me. And I don't even know what it is anymore because I took it and put it in the sea of forgetfulness. And I'm remembering it no more as far as the east is from the west. But, oh, my goodness. Since they're not receiving my love, it's going to be real difficult for them to get this. But you know what? I love them so much, I'll walk through them all through all this craziness, you know?
Mm.
All this craziness. Mm. And it's like a big top lifted off your head or your can or whatever. So you imagine a can and top's on it and it's sealed tight. But the second you can receive love, it's like that top comes off. And then God just pours in the revelation of his love. And now he loves you, but the revelation, the awareness and the supernatural impartation of the knowledge that God loves you is just a powerful, powerful thing. So I just want to encourage you that the love of the Lord will sustain us. It's what keeps us. It's what gives purpose to life. And without love, things just don't have meaning. They just don't have meaning.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.